From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Missouri's Republican Attorney General and U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley is calling for more transparency from his opponent, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. Hawley called for both candidates to release their tax returns during a campaign stop today at a Columbia healthcare company. The visit was part of Hawley's so-called working tour of campaign stops appealing to middle-class workers. Hawley says Missouri voters deserve to know how candidates manage their finances.
I think she owes it to them. I think she owes everybody an accounting of what she has done as a United States Senator and how it is that she's gotten so rich while she has been neglecting what the people sent her there to do.
Both candidates have now released their 2017 tax returns, according to the Associated Press. McCaskill is among 10 Senate Democrats up for re-election this year in states that were won by President Donald Trump. The Missouri Department of Revenue says the state has been given more time to comply with identification requirements under the Real ID Act. The department announced yesterday that the federal government has granted Missouri an extension through January 21, 2019. The current extension ends October 10th. During the extension, federal agencies will accept Missouri-issued driver's licenses and IDs for official business, including domestic air travel. The state expects to be compliant with the Real ID Act's requirements by March 2019. The Missouri House has voted today to override Governor Mike Parson's vetoes of about $785,000 of budgeted expenditures for services benefiting hospitals, youth, and the deaf. The votes marked the first step in the process of overriding vetoes. The Senate also would need to approve the veto overrides by a two-thirds vote for them to be accomplished. Parson made 21 line-item vetoes totaling more than $12 million when he enacted the state's $28.6 billion budget for the fiscal year that started July 1st. The House voted to override four of those, including funding for a hospital certification program and public defenders for juveniles. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill and her Republican rival, State Attorney General Josh Hawley, have released copies of their latest tax returns. But Hawley is attacking McCaskill because she is not releasing the returns of her husband, businessman Joe Shepard.
She appears to have gotten quite wealthy from her United States Senate seat and has seemed to profit a great deal in the last 12 years that she's been in the U.S. Senate. But these questions can easily be cleared up if she will release her family's tax returns.
McCaskill has emphasized that her husband was already wealthy when she married him in 2002. She says his income has nothing to do with her job. Her separate tax return shows she earned just over $266,000 last year from her Senate pay and pensions. Hawley and his wife report a joint income of just under $300,000. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.